Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show. We got a bit of a sports roundup before the top of the hour. Then we're going to talk about Nebraska already being ranked by some. Should we be concerned when it comes to where we currently stand, if you freeze frame it right now, in recruiting, yes or no? And a major award was won as well. All right, let's light this Husker Sports Roundup candle. If you didn't see this, okay, you probably did, but if you didn't, Nebraska softball star Jordy Ball is now an admiral in the Nebraska Navy. Admirals are individuals who have made significant contributions to the state and warrant recognition as determined by the governor. Tom Osborne is an admiral. Keisei Tomonaga is an admiral as well. Well-deserved by and for Jordy Ball. Murray State, man. Murray State baseball. Since 1978, 143 NCAA baseball regional hosts have failed to win their region. 29 of those 143 teams were SEC teams. 29 of those 143 were SEC teams, and a lot, obviously, this year. Murray State is going to the Super Regionals after pulling off the victory over Ole Miss. To be clear, I did not write that tweet, so I was not taking an extra unnecessary shot at the SEC. Just happened to be in the tweet as well. All right, a couple other things here. A couple of recruiting things. Five-star edge rusher, Xavion Haynes. His narrative schools down to four, and he's making a big-time announcement tomorrow as to where he's going to commit. The four schools are Georgia, Florida State, North Carolina, and Nebraska. By the way, June 5th is today. He's going to do that at 2:30. I mean, the last piece of information that I was told is that North Carolina appears to be the front runner. They've also only been recruiting him for a couple of weeks, so who really knows what's going to happen there. But Nebraska is in that mix. These are the types of conversations and announcements that hopefully go our way, but Matt Rhule wants to be a part of. You got something quick?
I just think it's great because, like, we used to never see Nebraska in the top. Like, in a top four where there's all those schools. I mean, North Carolina's like, I'm not trying to diminish North Carolina, but, like, that's whatever. But Georgia, that's whatever that is over there.
It's Bill Belichick, but go ahead.
Bill Belichick, but there's a lot more we can say about that, but I'll leave it there. But yeah, but it's going to be in the conversation. Even if I know that that kid's probably not going to commit to Nebraska, like, it's still cool to be named in his Final Four, and he's one of the top guys in the country at his position. Like, I was looking at the list of guys that are here this weekend, and I was just like, my jaw was like on the floor. I was like, I feel like we're just, it's at a high, I say this almost every day, like on the show, Nebraska's recruiting at a higher level than I've ever seen. And it is so awesome to be like able to watch. So yeah.
Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
All right. I just got a text. Andy Jurassic just texted me. The five-star who's going to announce is from North Carolina, so maybe that's a part of the reason why.
There you go. Yeah.
They're a front runner.
That's like the kid from Maryland, too.
Yep.
Who committed to Maryland.
So we'll see what happens. Maybe Nebraska gets him. We'll see what happens. All right. 2027 Crowley, Texas, four-star wide receiver Antavius Ellis was originally scheduled to visit Nebraska starting yesterday on Wednesday, June 4th. Be here June 4th and 5th. Logistics didn't quite work out. He's at Baylor. All right. Ellis did say he still plans to come up and get up to Nebraska this month, but he had to set the June 4th date in order to be in town with 2027 four-star quarterback Trey Taylor, who's in Lincoln through this upcoming weekend. All right, they will have an update in the future. Nebraska will push for a game day visit this fall. If you see the picture of Ontavius, I mean, the dude looks legit.
Yeah, he's good friends with Trey.
Yeah, so hopefully we can get some progress there. Hopefully he ends up coming to Nebraska. All right. Let's see. We got about a minute or two before we hit the head to break. Come back at the top of the hour. Kirby Smart says high school recruits are getting paid as much as $20,000 a month by collective to uphold their commitments. And if they decommit, they're asked to return the compensation. Interesting. So that's how you keep people from decommitting.
Yeah. Then you don't get a Caden Proctor situation from Iowa to Alabama.
Oh, wow. All right. Last final random thing. An anonymous SEC coach said, and I quote, "The loss of Florida last year, an example of why Lane Kiffin isn't considered an elite coach." End quote. What are your thoughts on something like that?
Lane Kiffin?
Not being
elite.
Elite.
I mean, fair assumption. What has he done? What has he done in the past couple of years as Ole Miss's head coach to prove himself as elite? Besides recruiting well, he's recruited pretty well. Hasn't showed it on the field, to me, anyways.
I think he's a young coach who's going to learn a lot with a bright future.
By the way, I like Lane Kiffin. I'm just
No, I'm not looking at you because I disagree with you. I'm looking at you, kind of processing.
Yeah.
My reaction as well. When I look at Lane, he's obviously a good coach. Look at what he did at Florida International. Yes. Look at what he's done at Ole Miss. It's not where they want to be, but it's not where they were either before he got there. You know, things weren't phenomenal at Rocky Top for a minute or USC or whatever. He's a young coach. To say he's not elite right now, I think is probably accurate. Yeah. To say he's a good coach, I think is also accurate.
Yes.
Does he have the potential to be elite? 1,000%.
Absolutely.
But they're not wrong. They were huge favorites against Florida. Mm-hmm. That being said, Florida was 6-6 at the end of the regular season, and I think they played the NFC East in their schedule. Like, so they were a much better team than their record. Again, true. You are not always what your record says you are in college football because there's too much disparity between strengths of schedules across the country. All right, ladies and gentlemen, when we come back, Nebraska ranked already? Are we struggling? Are there any concerns in recruiting based on where we're currently at? Don't go anywhere. We shall return.